Blog Talk Radio. Episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Oh yes, what a, we're on Friday. We're halfway through, and we'll be halfway through the year. Can you believe that? Wow. I guess time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. We're gonna get started. And we're gonna Frankie Beverly and Maze. Happy feeling. You know, I like that song. Sometimes it just takes me back to a place where my mom used to just get into her music. And I bid you this morning, happy feeling.
Thank you. Thank you.
good morning, good morning. I'm sorry, well, what happened? The phone just blanked off. So I had to start the over so you wouldn't be in just silence. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started by recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that grace spirit that is known by many, many, many names as God. On this line, we recognize that God to every real person, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to get very, very, very intentional about the breath. Because sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to call in the divine energy of love. And I want you to take in a deep breath by breathing in through the nose. Breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe deep into the diaphragm. Remember to breathe in the heart. And then release, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. So I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. As we call for the enemy forgiveness, breathe. All that God is, as you forgive the wound of your father.
Day 5. A prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly Father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my Father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly Father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father and teach me how to see him from a higher place I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my father. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Surround us in the whole shape.
Good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your date. The computer's doing what it wanted to do today, y'all. All right. We got a message in our music today, y'all. All right, we're going to get ready and hear from Until Now by Ayana Vincent. And it's so amazing how good God is. Just knowing that God is all that I am. Today I am now willing to forgive myself for being hard, rigid, and unable to bend or to give. Is it worth it, family? Is it worth it? Is the anger, the resentment, the stress you feel in your body paying off? In other words, is the way you feel getting you what you want? Is holding your ground, defending your position, promoting your opinion, and is that making you feel any better? How is what you are doing paying off? Is it paying you enough to go through what you are going through to get it? Is it true that static friction and challenge can lead to breakthroughs of new insight and information? However, new insights can only happen when you are flexible, family. Being flexible does not mean you are weak, nor does it mean that you are caving in or giving up. When you are flexible, you are open. Open to doing what is best for yourself and everyone involved. Flexibility is a reflection of your willingness to do what needs to be done with no attachments to how it gets done. But done is the key. To be done with no attachments to how it gets done, but done is the key. You see, done is an acronym for divine order now express. I want you to marinate on that. Are we willing? And I want you to think about this. Are you willing to be flexible, family? Are you open enough to be flexible? Because flexible does not mean being weak, nor does it mean that you are caving in or giving up. When you are flexible, family, you are open to doing what is best for yourself and everyone involved. Flexibility is a reflection of your willingness to do what is need to be done with no attachment to how it gets done. Done is the key, family, because done is the acronym for divine order now expression. Divine order now expression. So many of us get so caught up in the idea. And I just want you to think about that for 1 minute, family. Do we hold on to stuff for way too long? Are we holding on way too long? Because done means divine order now expressing. When you are willing to honor the divine order, you will learn how to be flexible. Flexibility means surrendering. Give it up your preconceived notions about people, circumstances, and the way things should be. Did you know should is a judgment? Wow. Should is a judgment. And when you find that you are shouldn't, know that you are in a struggle for power and control. And you will not win. When you are not flexible, chances are you will be broken into your mouth. Flexibility, seeing the good in everything, and being open to getting and understanding. Wow. Being open to giving an understanding of how things should work. When you find yourself fighting, to get what you want, to have your way, drop your hands to your side. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, is this worth fighting for? Is this worth fighting for? Until today, you may have believed that it was necessary to stand your ground and to fight to get what you want. Just for today, bend your ways and asking the divine forces to show you the way. And just be still and ask for divine. Today, I am devoted to remaining flexible and in alignment with the divine order of all things. I am flexible. I am flexible. I am flexible. So many times people believe we have to stand on our righteous opinion. We lose so many opportunities to grow and to open ourselves to someone else's opinion or thought processes or even just the idea of having someone else being heard. Because I need to be right. Because if I need to be right, family. How many of us see relationships that don't talk to each other? Brothers and daughters, family members, brothers, sisters, and brothers, just not talking to each other for years. Because somebody not talking to each other because somebody don't want to say, okay, well, that's your opinion, this is mine, let's agree to disagree or whatever it takes to allow the person to be heard and then agree on the direction that you might want to take after that. But I don't have to have the need to be right and then lose something that's so valuable like people and friendships and love, because I need to be right. So I thought that was an interesting thing for us to hear today. I want you to think about it as we move through life. It seems like I get a call once or twice a week that somebody has left the planet, physically left the planet. So many times I think about, wow, I just talked to that person the other day, or I was just thinking about them, or I just seen them, and now they gone. So my goal in life is to make sure that before I leave this planet, that anybody who comes to my mind, anything that I have not made amends with, that I do. But more importantly, that I tell them that I love them and I really appreciate you being in my life. I don't know anybody on this planet that knows me closely in a relationship to think or to not to know, because I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. And I give thanks that God woke me up today. So if God has put breath in me, I want you to know that I care and I believe in you, and I, more than anything, appreciate your relationship with me. But you know what was really important about it? It's that I really give thanks for people talking to you on the phone, or if I'm in your presence, that you carved out some time to share with me. I was telling my friend Yesterday I talked to her on the phone and hadn't talked to her in a while. And I told her I thank her for taking her time for talking to me, but more importantly, for her being present. So many times you talk to people now, they don't agree with you, they accept their company, they're in their background, there's so many things going on that they're not even present. And so today I want to remind you, family, the thing I remember most about the last experience I had with my mom, I remember being in my living room, sitting at my computer desk, sitting at my desk doing my work, right? I actually was doing some homework, and Spirit told me to stop doing my homework. Go in the family room, sit with your mom, and be present. Don't take your phone. Don't text. Don't be thinking about 50 other things, but to be present. And it says stop and do it right now. Now, I didn't think that that was going to be the last time that I'd be in that presence with my mom, right? I didn't think that. But I was obedient. And I knew that her time was coming here because God had told me, but I didn't know that it was going to be, that was like a Thursday and Tuesday of the next week she was going to be gone. I didn't know that. I thought maybe she had a couple of more years. But because Spirit was so clear in my mind, I said, I'm going to stop right now. And I did. I did exactly what God had me do. And I'm sitting in the exact space on this couch right now where my mom sat. And I sat on the other end of the couch, and I just held her hand. She was watching, my mama liked to watch different, like, shows like the, I can't think, because I don't really watch TV, where the people had the babies. Oh, this is not the baby. I mean, this is not the baby. Fine, I can't think of Jerry Springer stuff. She liked to watch all that kind of stuff. So I wasn't there. You know, I don't watch TV, but I really don't watch that kind of stuff, right? But I sat here and I watched it with her, and I held her hand, and she liked to watch all the Judge Judy shows. And so I just held her hand and watched the show with her. Even though those weren't the kind of shows that I just got present. And I sat with her and I held her hand. And I remember thinking, how you can communicate without saying a word. And I remember thinking, when she was holding my hand, I was holding her hand. I remember thinking how powerful communication is. Because I knew that in that right now moment, even though she didn't say it out of her mouth, I knew that she was feeling love and she was loving me. And I remember thinking, wow, how funny, how life has to die if you don't become present. We don't become present with ourselves, present with those loved ones around us. How one day we wake up and we look like, oh, like when I hold my daughter, my granddaughter, I don't have my phone, I don't get on the computer. I become present, even though she only 3, going on 4 months this week coming up. I just think to myself, this time when go by and I won't even remember it if I don't be present. So many times in our life, family, that we take for granted the opportunities to remind people that we love them. So if your mom's still on the planet, your dad's still on the planet, this is Father's Day weekend coming up, and yeah, maybe your dad wasn't the perfect dad, and maybe your mom wasn't the perfect mom, and Maybe we weren't even a perfect child, or even a perfect parent ourselves. Stop and remind people today, your fathers, your mothers, your uncles, your aunties, your cousins, your children, that I appreciate you being on the planet. And more importantly, I appreciate the fact that you have crossed my path and I get to love you and you get to love me and we get to share in this experience called life. And even though this wasn't my topic today, this is what I wasn't planning on talking about this. But this is for somebody. Death can be a master teacher, but life, if we become present. But sometimes I wonder why, as us walking this planet, why we have to lose something to appreciate it. Why do I have to be gone before you can appreciate me? Why can't you appreciate me right now while I'm here? Why can't you appreciate the fact that my presence is here while I'm here? Why can't I get my roses, my red roses, while I'm on the planet? And I just think today as I watch parents, especially daughters and moms, I don't know why I see a lot of that. Maybe it's something in my energy that I need to work on. But I see so many daughters being disrespectful to their moms. And I think to myself, my mom could have been wrong with three lashes, and there's no way that I've disrespected her. I might say, no, mom, even though she wasn't like that. I wouldn't have disrespected my mama. It's time for us to become present and stop letting the little things like money and, yes, I'm saying it, we get caught up, in the little nuances of life that we forget sometimes to be present. And I often ask myself, because many of my girlfriends are so busy kind of people. I mean, we get together and we can't even finish a conversation. The phone ringing, they texting, and then we, you know, it's just on to the next. Sometimes I have one girlfriend so busy that she'd be like, come on, let's go hang out. Let's go have lunch. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. She was like, why? I said, because you ain't never present. Your mind always somewhere else. My mind is always somewhere else. And I have many friends that way. And I'm like, why? Why can't we just be present in the moment? We in the Japanese garden. She got her computer sitting on the little step doing the computer. I'm like, how can you be in this beautiful space and you on the computer? I just don't get it. But I do want you to know this, family. So many times. We forget to just thank God for the now moment. I think that when we become very present to what is in the now, I think we can live more in gratitude. I think when we're so concerned about what happened yesterday or we're concerned about what's going to happen tomorrow, that we forget to just be now. Thank you, God, for this breath. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to love on whoever is in my space right now and they loving me just by blessing me with their presence. Sometimes I think about how if I hadn't been obedient to God, when God told me, stop doing your homework. Go in that room. Don't take your phone, but to be present. God said, be present. My spirit, be present. And I took my hand and just sat there, even though I don't really like what she was watching. But I didn't even judge it. I was just enjoying the moment. And I cherish those moments right now. I'm so grateful that I had a mind to go in that room and sit next to her and just let her know that I love you, Mom. I love and appreciate who you are and who you are. And I wish I had a mind to have seen her, but because my mother felt a lot of guilt about not being a mother. Could have been when she had her issues and relationships, and she felt a lot of guilt around that. And a lot of times she didn't want to discuss things. And so some things went unknown because she was so guilty. I wish I had the heart and the mind to say at that moment, don't feel guilty about nothing, Mama, because everything that happened and everything that was happening to us was happening for us, you and me. And just the fact that you allowed me to come through your body, to come through this planet, is enough. If you didn't do another thing, it was enough, Mom. And I wish I would have had those words or that mind to say to her just simply because she allowed her body to be the vehicle that assisted me to the planet. That was enough. Because we, as children, we have so much expectations of our parents to show up this certain way. And guess what? They on a journey trying to figure this thing out too. Just like you trying to figure out how to be a daughter to them, they trying to figure out how to be a mother and how to do their own life too. And we have an expectation surrounded about how they should show up. Yes, I had an expectation of that. When I didn't know about it. Expectation of how a father and a mother should look in my life. And sometimes I was even angry at God for not giving me the kind of mother and father that I thought I should have. Until God said, so you think you know more than I know? You think that you know better for you than I do? Yes, God, I think I do. I think I needed a mother and a father. Now, that's a lot of nerve, right? To tell God that you think you know more about what you should have than what God did. Because God knew what I needed, but I thought I needed a white picket fence and a mother and a father like the Beaver to Cleaver. What is it? Leave It to Beaver, that kind of thing. Dad goes home, mother to stay home, and she cooks dinner. And, oh, how was your day, darling? And dad comes home, and he brings the paycheck, and everything is hunky. But that wasn't what God planned it for me. But that's what I wanted because that was the vision in my mind. What I wanted for me. And I remember telling God, I don't understand. And so God simply had to tell me, your ways are not my ways. And because you wanted it that way doesn't mean that's the purpose that is designed for your life. You wouldn't be who you are without your experiences. Without the experiences that I got, I wouldn't be a woman, and I wouldn't have the strength, the courage, and the kind of person I am to walk in my shoes. I had to go through the things I had to go through. And I can't hold it against my mother because her pain caused her to live the way she lived. But the one thing I decided that I was going to be a game changer, I wasn't going to be the mother she was. Not to say that I'm blaming her for who she was, but I am saying that I didn't want my children to have that same experience. But I look at my children, and they don't have the same kind of appreciation because they don't even know what it means to have that kind of process. Now, they're great girls. I'm not saying they don't appreciate me. But I know that they don't understand because they've been given a lot. And maybe even sometimes been given too much. Because I watch and listen and I think to myself, I don't even know how blessed they are sometimes. I had to remind them, see, you don't realize we may, and it's because we live in what they call the hood in Chicago, Illinois. And I said, you know, you're a little black girl from the south side of Chicago. How many little black girls that come from your environment been to Africa twice, Australia, spent summers in Paris, went to China? with your schools, you know. What can, how many little black girls from Southside of Chicago went to boarding school? And you understand some of the things that you've been given. Because it was just so natural and normal for them. They don't know anything other than that. And I had to make them think. You have been blessed. Even people who had money. I remember a lady, she was a doctor. She owned like lots of property. She had a boat. She had a big Mercedes. She came over my house one day, said to me, how are you affording all these schools for your children and these experiences? I said to myself, I don't got no boat and I don't got no big Mercedes. How you is, I'm investing in my children and you investing in things. It's just two different perceptions of how we want to live life. Because she wanted her son to go to the same school my daughter went to. My daughter went to a school went cost $35,000. That was my youngest. And my middle daughter went to a school that was costing $20,000 a year. That's $55,000. That's somebody's salary right there. And she was looking like, how do you afford it? I don't know, but I know my children need that kind of investment. I wanted to invest in their gifts and their talents. Because the school that cost $20,000 was an art school where my daughter had the opportunity to go to academic classes from 8 in the morning to 3, and from 3 to 6, they invest in their art. And she was a dancer. And so she learned so much about the stage. She learned about, she had different renowned dancers come in from all around the world, Paris, and just come in and teach them dance from 3 to 6. And sometimes she wouldn't come home to 8. I went to my daughter's boarding school parents week, and you go to classes with them, and I remember sitting in one class, and each, you know, this school you get a, when you enroll, they give you a laptop. And I saw in one of her economics class, and she was sitting there, and they had children in the classroom. They had a big screen, and they watched this. They all had the pitch stock and about the stock, and then on their computer they give them so much money to invest in the stocks, where they actually learn hands-on experience about money and building your relationship to money. And I was sitting in the class thinking, wow, look at this opportunity. We didn't have that in the South Side of Chicago. When I go into volunteer into the Chicago public school systems, it's 30, 40 children into a classroom, and it's not laptops sitting at their desk, and they don't have a big screen in front of them teaching them about stocks. And I was thinking about the educational disparity, $1,000 a year, but when I think about the investment, if my daughter wanted to go find her a job right now, they have a computer based people, alumni who graduated from the school. I want you to think about this. And the alumni graduated from the same school. Now, the kind of kids that went to the school were presidents of other countries. Sometimes they flew in on private jets, darling. And they came in on these private jets and dropped off to school because kids from all around the world come to the school. One of her friends' father is a, I don't know if Mexico have prime minister, president, but he's the president of Los Cabos, that there in Mexico somehow. I don't know their government system, but he's a high official there. And she's like, Mom, well, we can go there. And she has friends all in Switzerland and friends and all over the world who she's developed relationships with. And she can go to this database in this computer system of people who've graduated from this school, and they CEOs of major Fortune 500 companies. And when you go through the database and you let them know they have a code of honor that can help you get hired at wherever they are, or they refer you to someplace. So she never have to be without a job if she utilize her resources. law of relationship. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I think about how many times we look at our situations, thank God for the opportunities that have been placed before us. Even the opportunities that we've been afforded to give our children that we didn't have. And so why am I really saying, I guess, in all the scheme of things today, I just want to remind you to be present, to be grateful, to even be present to your own self. Some of the times we walk this planet in, we're so busy giving of ourselves, but we're never present with ourselves. Sometimes I just sit within myself and I just scan my body. I just go and scan through my body and see how my body feels, what's going on with my muscles inside my body, what's going on with every part of my body, and I just sit with it and honor it and give thanks for every part of my body, because sometimes we even take our bodies for granted. Sometimes we don't even know when our body's in pain until it's in excruciating pain, because we're so used to, we're so numb to the pain and numb to our body. We don't even realize how tense we hold our muscles. Because we're not present. We're not present, family. And in death, we find it to be a master teacher. But I want us to find life as a master teacher. And why do I, what do I mean by that? We find in death that we become the things that we should have been grateful for when the person is gone. But I want us to just not to have death to be our master teacher. That when people physically leave the planet, we don't feel guilty because we didn't show up properly. We don't feel guilty because we didn't say the things we should have said when they was here. And for us not to take for granted that the next minute is ours or the other person, to simply be present and giving God honor and gratitude to that moment. I don't even take for granted, family, your presence on the love journey. Even when I don't say it in my words, many times I look on the lies, both lines, and I say to myself, thank you, God, for that presence. And sometimes when I'm going back to do things that I have to do on the back end, I take each name and I just pray over each one of you all, and I ask God to bless your presence. I ask God to bless your life. I ask God to touch and anoint your hands, and God to touch and anoint their thoughts, and God touch and anoint their feet, that everywhere they tread, their feet will be upon holy ground. Sometimes I just randomly pick person and just simply sit in 15, 20 minutes and ask God to just send you love and light, and to bless your finances, and to bless your love life, and to bless your careers and your children and your grandchildren, or whatever is going on, or whatever I'm led to pray for. Or if you just simply come into my mind because I know you, I pray. Because I don't take for granted that, oh, the love journey is so great, they come. No, I honor your presence. And I actually am gratitude that you take your time to get on this line and to hear my words, whether you enjoy them today or not, or whether today is a good or bad day, or today wasn't so good, or whatever. You still come onto this line. I really appreciate that. Thing that you give to me, whether it's your time, whether you give donations, whether you say I want to volunteer, even if I don't even know what to give you to volunteer on, I still just appreciate the fact that you had a mind and want to volunteer. I thank you, family. Because I want you to know humbly, with everything in my heart, that I know I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for you. You made me stretch. You made me grow. I failed a lot of times in front of you, and you just decided that you were still going to go with me and help me back up with the wind beneath my wings. Even when I couldn't see my own greatness, you saw it, and you reminded me. I don't even take that lightly, because I know without you, I wouldn't be me. Times when I wanted to just give up, and you called and said how grateful you were for the love journey. Oh, people tired of hearing me. Oh, they don't want to hear no more. And then you'll call and say, whatever you saw, you're getting done. See, I'm not taking for granted, nor are they taking me. Sometimes it was the energy and the wind that I needed to just move just a little bit more. It's been plenty of times I got on this love journey and didn't understand why was my life doing what it was doing. Couldn't understand. Many times I cried out to God because I couldn't understand God. I told you I don't want to be no hypocrite, God. I don't want to talk this talk and I'm not walking my walk, God. I say, I'm going to need a sign, God. And many times, God, show me a sign that I'm on the right direction. I want you to know, because I've been downloading the information to show it to me that I'm on the way, because I'm not there. I'm growing and I'm expanding every day. And many times I give thanks for the love journey myself, because I wouldn't know what to do if it hadn't been for the love journey. It's been so many times I'd be in the middle. Like today totally was a whole different conversation. I had a whole thing that I was going to say. But I was going to play. Be present. Just talk about being present. When I hold that little grandbaby of mine, I think about my mom a lot. But I don't think about her in regret. I think about her in gratitude. But more importantly, I give gratitude to myself for being obedient. What would have happened if I hadn't been obedient to myself? What if I had said, I ain't got time to be going in there and doing that because I got this homework to do. I have to finish this project because I got. Maybe it was what she needed to know, that it was okay to leave the planet. Maybe my love was assuring her that we would be all right. Maybe her love assured me that I'll be all right. The only wish I would have had is that I would have let her know that she didn't need to feel guilty and hold on to anything from the past. I wish I could have gave her reassurance that it was okay. So many times we expect our parents to show up in ways and we don't even understand and know their story because they haven't voiced their story to us. They haven't told us about their pain. They haven't told us about why they showed up the way they showed up and who they are, because we don't give platforms to our parents to be human and to just be vulnerable, because we have this perfect expectation of these superhuman beings that we expect them to be, because there's something superhuman about being a parent in our mind. But in fact, the reality is they're just walking the journey just like us. They're just trying to show up and be just like us. And the thing that I want us to all realize as we move through this father wound, as we move through our mother wounds, as we move through our inner child healing, the one thing that I want you to come away with is this, that our parents did the best they could with what they understood at the time. Really. When I think about my process even as a parent, I did the best I could with what I understood at the time. I thought, you know, hey, this is the way. And I'm sure Sometimes we don't even know the way. Sometimes we hold in, you know, as a parent, we don't understand how many times the gas was getting threatened to be cut off, or we were threatened to be put in homeless. We don't understand what our parents were going through because they shielded us from that situation. When they couldn't figure out where they were going to get food on the table for us. It takes a lot to be a parent. I think it's one of the most jobs on the planet. It's easy to go to a job, a physical job, and come home and let that go. But you carry this job from the day that you create that and bring that life into this planet until one of y'all off the planet. I don't even know if it starts when you're off. And I just want to say to you over and over, I know I'm being redundant, but the redundancy is because somebody needs to hear this today. Somebody needs to hear this today. We got to learn to be flexible. Let go. We don't have to always be right. When I got that with my husband, do I want to love you or do I want to be right? And so now sometimes I'm just like, okay, even though I know he's wrong with three left shoes, but I don't have to argue him up and down. And you know what happens? Sometimes months later, sometimes even years later, he'll come back and say, you know what, you were right. Sometimes he don't. But it don't matter. I had to decide, do I want to fight about something that don't even make no sense to fight about? So I wanted this moment that we're in right now. I had to learn to pick my battles and learn to pick what was important. And what was important is that I appreciate you. Even if I don't agree with you, I appreciate you. Because I'm going to tell you this, I didn't appreciate my husband until we broke up. Because we had been together so long. We had that time when we went together, that little short span. I ain't never had to clean no snow off my car. I didn't have to put gas and clean the car. I didn't have to take garbage out. I didn't even go to the grocery store. I was like, wow. You don't think about the things until you have to do. I had to get up one morning. It was snow deep and clean off the snow off the car. And then I guess, just that I'm standing. Oh, my God. I was like, when Vincent came back, I said, you know, I really realized where I was taking you for granted. And I'm sure now he didn't voice his opinions about any of that, but I'm sure he probably had some thought processes about what he missed and what he thought about me. That's why I said I don't want us to be the kind of people that have to wait till we lose someone before we can say, I appreciate you and I love you. So this weekend, our exercise, you know, I got to get, you know, I'm leading up to an exercise, right? And this weekend is to find someone and let them know. It could be anybody. You can do more than one person. But pick up the phone. I don't want no texting and no emailing. And let them know that you love them. Let them know that you love them today because, yep, let them know. Let somebody know you love them today. And then text me, email me, and let me know that you found somebody and that you actually let them know that you love them. But no texting. You got to call. You got to pick up the phone or face-to-face. You got to call because heart-to-heart. So that's what our message is about today. It's about being present and letting the person know that you love them. Pick somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. somebody that you really appreciate. And as I leave you with this thought today, this poem called If I Knew This Would Be the Last Time. I want to read this to you. I love this. If I knew it would be the last time that I see you fall asleep, I would have tucked you in a little more tightly and prayed the Lord your soul to keep. You see, if I knew it would be the last time that I see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time I hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would videotape each action and word so I could play them back day after day. And if I knew, it would be the last time that I could spare an extra minute to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you would know I do. If I knew, this would be the last time that I share your day where I'm sure you'll have so many times so I can just let this one day slip away. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we always get a second chance to make everything that's right. There will always be another chance to say I love you, and certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong and today is all I got, I like to say how much I love you and I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone young or old alike. So many people think because children are young, they promise forever for unknown. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be the last, one last wish to hold the loved ones close to and whisper in the ear. Tell them how much you love them, that you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Well, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regret about today. That's my message. That is my message. If tomorrow never comes, for today, family, don't take the people for granted in your life. Let somebody know you appreciate them today. Our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, our friends. And if you have someone that you are speaking to right now, whether it's something or not, or is there some disharmony, just let them know you love them anyway. It may not change right now, the relationship may not change, but let them know that you love them anyway. And I bid each and every father on this call a happy Father's Day this weekend, appreciating the divine masculine and letting you know that without you, there would not be any of us. Recognizing Black love and all the loves on the planet, that we appreciate the men in our lives. Love you all, family. And this is dedicated to the energy of my mother. I love you, Mom. Thank you.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the exception of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away, get tired. and I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby's side. And because I am a yeye. Yeye means mother. Why?
In the morning.